Hello, this is Don Berman on the Berman Beat. And tonight, my very special guest will be Tom Dopka, radio consultant, as we talk about branding in the 21st century.
And tonight, we're going to be talking specifically about one particular brand which has been messed with and was changed up and everything. I know that Don gives it far better. I'm not a professional announcer. I'm a radio consultant. I've consulted some of the greatest radio shows that would have ever been. I consulted Mr. Henry's show until we did not have no business dealings no more. I'm sorry?
Any business. It's okay.
Oh, you know, any business dealings no more.
What? And you stopped consulting Phil's show at his request?
It was a mutual, you know. I said to him, you got to do what I tell you to do. And he said, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do no more. And I said, well, I'm going to get you fired.
And you were not able to get him fired?
No, I was not. That was the first time I was not. Every other time I was able to get him fired. Because he would say, I would say to him, you know, you should have given the weather there, and then you should have said, and now here's Glenn Campbell with the Sunny Side Up. I don't know what the name of the song was.
Sunny Side Up.
I don't know. But and every time I told him to do that, he would do it. And
you know, you're talking about, give the name of the record, not just a Glenn Campbell record.
No, yeah, anything. It could be, you know. And I'd say, I could do the weather, and now say, now here's Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
Well.
So anyway, he stopped doing it.
Yeah, he stopped doing it, what I told him to do, and he started making funny voices and stuff. And so I, you know, I said, well, I'm going to get you fired, but I wasn't able to get him fired.
Okay, but you, since then, you've worked with a lot of shows, and you're still sort of in business with David G. Hall. And
yeah, I'm in business with David G. Hall. He's a consultant. I'm a consultant, so we consult each other. I don't know.
What do you mean you consult each other?
Well, he's a consultant and I'm a consultant. So what do you think we do?
Well, you consult.
Yeah, so I call him up and I tell him, hey, here's what I think you, and he says, well, here's what I think you should do. It's kind of stupid. I mean, it doesn't...
Does it work?
No, it doesn't really work. But we are good friends, and to that end, I was able to... I said, you know, you're going to be on here tonight talking about branding. I said, that's my thing.
Yes, tonight we are going to talk about branding because we're going to talk about a very important brand that was changed over the last 4 or 5 days and then changed back again. And I have some feelings. I know you do too, Tom. And we're talking about Cracker Barrel. Are you familiar with Cracker Barrel?
I'm very vaguely familiar with that. I come from a Chicago. I think there's a Cracker Barrel around there. But there's no Cracker Barrel out west?
No, we don't have Cracker Barrel in California. Nonetheless, it's a very well-known brand, and I know Mr. Henry encountered it because he told me he'd seen Cracker Barrels here and there.
Yeah, it's they're dotted, they're sparkled. I shouldn't say sparkled. They sprinkled it, you know, and they're everywhere.
Now, there was a story told by, they went to a Cracker Barrel, I think it was Phil and his friends, after a golf tournament in Alabama. What's wrong?
No, nothing.
Well, I mean, that's what they did. They went to a Cracker Barrel after a golf tournament in Alabama.
Let me guess, on a Sunday?
Yes, it was on a Sunday. So they...
Well, you're not going to get served any booze.
Right, they have blue laws in Alabama.
Right. And so then what?
Well, then they said, well, all right. They tried to order drinks. They couldn't order any drinks because of the blue laws. So then they ordered food, and that's when things turned kind of weird.
Well, what went wrong?
They didn't dig the food, that's all. But I said, but at least you've been to a Cracker Barrel. And he said, yes, I have. So he said, tonight when you're filling in for me.
Now, what is he doing?
And he asked me also not to say, if Dopka asks what I'm doing, tell him it's none of your business. I don't.
Oh, well. What is he doing?
Well, I don't know. He's getting ready for his show in New York.
Hey, this guy, now he's an actor. Oh, my God.
Well, he is. He's got the show. Phil's doing a play in New York. It begins in early October. It's called The Pitch, written by Tom Alper. It's fantastic at the Actors Temple Theater on 47th Street, and it's off-Broadway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'd like to be off-Broadway.
You don't have to be off-Broadway. What, standing up?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, here's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear somebody say something funny.
Yeah, I said, hey, wouldn't you like to be off Broadway?
We heard you. Wouldn't that be off Broadway standing up?
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You mind? Today, can we get back to what it is we're talking about?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about branding, and this is the Cracker Barrel. And a Cracker Barrel is
a barrel of fun, huh?
Well, I don't know. They have food. People seem to like the food. But the logo is what we're talking about now, the brand. Now, here's what it was. It was a cracker. It was a barrel that, I don't know.
They keep crackers in it?
Okay, did Phil say that you get to...
I can ask an occasional question, yeah.
What was your question?
Do they keep crackers in it?
I don't think they keep crackers in it. I don't know. Do you keep crackers in a barrel?
I don't know. So there's a barrel. Never mind. There's a barrel. I don't really care. I don't care what they keep in it, okay? There could be dead bodies in it.
God.
Yeah.
Don't applaud that, for God's sake. I'm just trying to get this to move it along.
Okay, all right. So there's a barrel. And I guess it means Cracker Barrel. And next to the barrel sits this man. Now, for years and 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 years yet again, this man sat next to this barrel, and this was the Cracker Barrel brand, the logo. It was the man, and he's leaning against it, and he's like, yeah, I'm an old man, you know.
What does it represent?
What did it represent?
Well, I mean, it...
But again, we're out west. We don't have Cracker Barrel.
Okay. What it represented was, this is a guy saying, hey, how you doing? Come on into the Cracker Barrel. Is he the owner? No, I don't think so. I think he's more like a neighborhood guy who's sitting there, and he knows the people that own the place, and he's hanging around. You know, and some people might think it looks kind of creepy. I don't know. But
that's my understanding of why this brand went away when it did. Because you're having a difficult time explaining this man at the barrel. Bud, do you have an idea?
Well, yeah, I think...
No, hold on for a minute. Is Bud, is you...
Is I?
I'm sorry, are you going to be...
Well, as long as... Phil said that Bud could comment because he's also engineering tonight.
Oh, man.
Well, what's the problem, Mr. Davka? You know?
The name's Davka, if you don't mind.
What is...
My last name's Davka, not Davka.
Oh, my understanding was Dan Davka.
No, I'm Don Berman. He is Tom Davka.
Oh, I thought it was Dan Davka.
I'm not Dan Davka. You got that? What's your name? Bill Dickman? Didn't they call you that?
Yeah, well, they could, but the name is Bud Dickman.
Oh, I thought it was like Bob Dickman.
All right, can we pull our hands out of our pants now and let's get...
All right, sorry.
All right, so anyway, Dan Davka, not Dan Davka, but I mean the Cracker Barrel.
What were you talking about? Let me do this, okay? So the Cracker Barrel, it's a brand. And it's a brand is the old man or some kind of a guy sitting in a chair next to the barrel, leaning against the barrel.
And was he probably saying, like, welcome to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, something like that. Welcome to the Cracker Barrel. Now, this has been there for many, many years. And the people that own Cracker Barrel, the people that own the brand, the people that own the restaurant, decided to change it. And, Bud, you have some of the background on that?
Yeah, apparently, according to the reason why they wanted to change it, and I know you referenced it, Mr. Berman, and Mr. Davka, I don't know if you did or not, but they changed it because the guy sitting leaning on the barrel started to give people kind of the creeps, you know?
What are you talking about, the creeps?
Well, I mean, people would walk by. It'd be like if you walk by a barrel and there's an old guy just kind of leaning on it every day with his legs crossed and just looking at you like, yeah, man, yeah.
What are you talking about, man? I think I know what he's talking about. He's saying it's a guy who looks, he's not, he looks suspicious?
He does. He looks suspicious, like he doesn't belong in the area, you know, and...
All right, well, let's talk about that for a minute. So you have this brand that meant many benevolent things, and now all of a sudden here we are in the 21st century.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Now in the 21st century, suddenly we see a guy that's hanging around a barrel, hanging around the front door of a beloved restaurant, and you're like, what do you want?
Exactly. Exactly. What are you doing here again? And what do you think the guy would say, Bud?
He'd probably say something like, you know, I'm waiting for Timmy or whoever, you know, or I'm sitting here, I was going to take a nap.
In other words, he's got no good.
He slow down.
He's got no good reason.
That's exactly right. He has no real good reason. So what Cracker Barrel had was a logo showing a guy leaning against the Cracker Barrel for no good reason, just hanging around, looking like a creep.
Yeah, he did. I mean, it's a tough way to put it.
It is tough, but he kind of did. He gives people the creeps as he's sitting there. He looks like a creep, and he gives them the creeps.
He looks like a creep, and he gives them the creeps.
But that's what you said.
Not quite, but yes, you're right. So that's my read is... That's why they took the changed the logo. Now, how do you feel about that? I'd like to ask your opinion on that. Tom, we'll start with you, Tom.
My opinion is they changed the logo because this guy, they say the guy looks like a creep. To me, he looked like a guy that might want to have a sandwich, and he looks like a guy that maybe you might want to help out by giving him a sandwich or maybe a warm cup of noodle soup or something, you know. But you're not necessarily going to say, you know something, sir, pardon, forgive me, but you look like the biggest creep what has ever been. So could you please clear, could you get off my park, at least stand on the other side of the parking lot, you know?
No, so you would agree with that?
Agree with what?
You would agree with the fact the guy looks like a creep and they should have changed the logo.
That, yes, but then I also realized that they changed it back, and so I also agree with that, because...
Yeah, because you're not going to get business as a radio consultant or anything if you disagree with the points of views of the peoples.
What? What are you talking about?
I think what he's saying is you're being a bit mercenary here. Are you pandering?
No, I'm not pandering. I'm saying that, yes, that logo had an old guy. He looked like some kind of a... He looked like he might as well be sitting there with his hand in his pants. That's what he looked like to me. He looked like some busted down old weird ass. And hi, welcome to Cracker Barrel. And oh yeah, here's a broken down weird ass. And God forbid your children.
All right, so we don't have to get graphic.
Well, that's what it looked like.
Well, was there ever any, you know, I'm the reporter. Why am I asking you questions?
That's exactly right. Why are you? You're the reporter. You're supposed to have the story. And yet you're asking me, Tom Dobka, the questions.
All right, well, here's what I found out. That it's difficult to attract families to a Cracker Barrel when you have a logo featuring some guy sitting at a barrel, leering and sort of staring with that kind of weird leer, like, you know, hi.
Yeah, he's like staring at people. Like the women are coming in, he's trying to get a peek.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's trying to look up their dress or something.
I don't see that at all. You guys nuts or something? Where do you see that?
Look at the guy, man. He sits there at the barrel, and he's all, ha, yeah. Yeah.
No, well, it is. It's the smile. It's the smile that gives him away. He has half-lidded eyes with a half-smile. He's wearing some old overalls that look like they probably stink of...
Well, you said semen.
I didn't say semen. You know, you got to cut this out, bud.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about?
Take two. He's wearing overalls that stink of fecal matter, for all I know, and he's got on, you know, and it just, the guy looks suspicious. So the people at Cracker Barrel, in my opinion, took another look at this logo and said, we can't have this out in front of our stores, the beloved Cracker Barrel, where people go to have their dinner, out in front of some bum who's probably the last thing about half the kids in town saw before they went missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you applauding that for?
It's a good point.
What do you think, Tom?
I don't think it's there. If you guy look at a guy, maybe the last thing kids saw before, maybe he's just a guy who cheats at pool. Maybe he's a guy that everybody don't want to play cards with because he cheats. Maybe he's a guy who lets air out of people's tires. Why do you take it to the extreme? You know,
because that's what people are thinking. All right, and when you're bringing your family into a restaurant these days, you know, a so-called family restaurant, and you bring your kids in, and outside is this guy leaning against... There's the guy leaning against the barrel again. Jesus, I can't bring my family into this restaurant with some guy that probably smells like he slept outdoors 6 nights out of 7, you know.
Jesus.
Yeah, and there he is, leaning against the barrel. Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm still homeless.
Well, you're not knocking on homeless people, are you?
No, but I'm saying, here's this guy, as you walk into Cracker Barrel, leaning against the barrel, how you doing? Hi. I'm waiting. If nobody's around, maybe I'll just go in and start rifling through the till. I don't know.
Hey, you know, you've got a really, really bad view of humanity.
No, I'm telling you what happened.
I know what happened. Cracker Barrel said, we don't want to have this logo no more. In my opinion, they didn't want to have the logo no more because... It looked like some bum. Like you were saying, he looked like some bum.
Yeah, it looked like a bum. And they don't want to have no bum. Even if he's not breaking the law, he's some bum, man. He needs to go get his... He needs to get vaccinated.
He needs to get vaccinated?
Yes, exactly. He looked like some unvaccinated bum. And so Cracker Barrel said, we're not using it anymore. Goodbye. Now comes this uproar of people.
Of course, these are people that have been to Cracker Barrel oh so many years. And they want to have the fine foods of Cracker Barrel. They want to go in. And when they go in, they want to look and see, yeah, there's the guy. How you doing? How you doing, champ? As the guy is sitting there.
And what if the guy's sitting upright, but he's been dead for 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, don't think about that, do you?
Well,
are you talking about?
I'm talking about if the guy is sitting upright with a half smile on his face and his eyes are kind of glassy, and you walk over to say hello to him, and it stinks like an open grave.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me that the guy's been dead?
Yes. Yes. I'm saying that that guy is so well known, people are so used to him, that they may be walking by him, and rigor mortis has set in over the last month and a half.
Yeah. That's the way you do it.
All right, okay, Dickman, knock it off, will you? God. But that's what we're talking about. Well, if you guys are talking about that, man, you are nowhere.
Well, that's what we're talking about here on the Don Berman Berman Beat Show. The Don Berman Berman Beat Show will be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, the Berman Beat.
Hey, he just did the jerk-off motion.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry. Coming up, we will be in New York for 2 months, 1 month of rehearsal, 1 month of performance in New York at the Actors Temple Theater on 47th Street off Broadway for Tom Alper's The Pitch. I hope you guys can make it up to see the show. If not, I certainly hope you'll be around here at philhendryshow.com as we make our report returning in November. And of course, we will be doing shows from New York City all through our stay there. So don't worry about it, man. We won't be doing any reruns or any, well, I don't know. You know, maybe.
Yeah, you might do one or two.
Might do one or two. What, are you going to just keep on working through?
Yes, I am. Nonetheless, we're going to be doing shows from New York all through that. So if you're a subscriber to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I suggest that you, take note of that. And if you're not, get a backstage pass right now at philhendryshow.com. That's what we call our subscription. The backstage pass, man, is only less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the year. And you have thousands of hours of our Radio Hall of Fame show, as well as our netcasts, video casts up the wazoo, and we have our home movies, too. Plus, we have some TV pilots that we shot down through the years on our website as well. So put it all together, and what have you got?
It's bitchin'.
Well, it's good. Yeah, it's very good. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Berman Beat from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show platform here on the Space Coast in the state of Florida. Don Berman here, the Channel 19 news anchor in Los Angeles on vacation time, but I'm happy to be here along with Tom Dopka, radio consultant, Bud Dickman, who is an engineer and sometime associate. What do you call what you do, Bud?
Yeah, associate producer and engineer and everything like that, you know.
Yeah, well, all right.
I
understand. So we're going to take some phone calls, right?
Yeah, we got a couple. We got Cladman and Percival.
Cladman?
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, I know this guy's. Cladman is a guy, he calls himself Cladman because he's usually clad in a nice seersucker suit.
You know this guy?
Yeah, his name's Cladman. Let's talk to Cladman. How are you?
Hello, this is Cladman. I'm very grateful to talk to you. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Berman. Am I speaking with Mr. Berman?
Yes, it's Don Berman.
Okay, and I know Tom Dopka, I know you. And Tom, you're absolutely right. I am clad today in a seersucker suit. It feels light, airy. It's the kind of thing that I really want to wear. I'd wear this thing to bed if I would.
Well, why don't you?
I don't know. I'd look like, speaking of looking like a creep, I don't want to lay in bed in a seersucker suit. Somebody walks by and looks at me and they think I look like 100 yards of a creep in a seersucker suit.
Right. So what about this, what's your opinion on the guy, the Cracker Barrel?
I think what you guys are talking about is the guy dead. I don't think he's dead, but I think he's close to it. I think he's close to death. I think that it's very, very smart that the people at Cracker Barrel got rid of this, got rid of the trademark or the logo. They got rid of this spokes model or whatever you want to call it, and are back to doing what Cracker Barrel does best, which is, in my opinion, what they do best is serving food that you can barely get down. And I mean that with all due respect. I've tried to like their food. I've tried and tried and tried to like their food, but I can't like their food because this food you can barely get down. You can barely get down. Once you get it down, then you have to sit there and go,
All right, thank you very much for your call.
What?
What is that?
That was Cladman.
Yeah, that was Cladman. He was clad.
He was clad in a seersucker suit. That's why they call him.
Yeah, they that's what they do.
That's why they do.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another phone call. This is Bobby Dooley. And Ms. Dooley is a well-known caller on the Phil Hendry Show. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
Well, good evening, Don, and hello to Tom Dipka, is it?
It's Tom Dopka, man. I've told you.
I'm not a man, okay?
I said I was Tom Dopka, ma'am.
Okay. I thought it was Dipka. It's Dodka.
No, ma'am, it's not Dodka. It's Dopka, not Dipka, not Dicka.
I didn't say Dicka.
My wife didn't say Dick, if that's what you mean.
I didn't think she said Dick. All right, so, Ms. Dooley, how are you? This is Don Berman. What can we do for you?
Thank you, Don. Yeah, my husband and I were talking about this. We do not have Cracker Barrel in California. Cracker Barrel, but we've enjoyed Cracker Barrel down the years. Here in California, we have something in something called Clam Town USA. And this is...
The one that's called Clam... I've never heard of it. I live in California.
You never heard of Clam Town USA?
No, I have not.
Bud, have you?
No, ma'am. I haven't heard of that.
Mr. Divka?
I'd say still Tom Dobka. No, I've not.
Okay. You guys are missing out. Clam Town USA. It is the capital of the clam. Hi, I'm Mr. Clam. That's their entire ad. And it's a clam with a smiling face and a crown on his head. Clam Town USA, you never had it so good. Hi, I'm Mr. Clam. It's right there on the billboard.
Right, so you're trying to compare this to a Cracker Barrel?
Yes, because the branding is very benevolent. You see Mr. Clam with a smile, with a crown on his head, and he has these two fake arms, and he's holding them out, and he wants to hug the world. Then you have this Cracker Barrel, where they have a man half dead, possibly a serial murderer, someone who no one knows where he's from, no one knows where he's from, no one knows where he's going. You got to follow him around. The minute you lose track of him, you're scared to death.
Now, my wife's scared about any kind of a creep that's hanging around.
All right, so you think that this guy, the Cracker Barrel guy, is indeed a creep that looks to be someone they have to watch out for.
Yes, I do, okay? Any guy that hangs around a barrel and just hugs the barrel and smiles up and he's patting the top of the barrel, someone said there's probably body parts in there, and I agree with it.
All right, thank you very much.
I wanted to mention...
That's Bobby or Dooley?
Yeah, that's Ms. Dooley.
Okay. And
What
is it?
Well, you say that's Bobby Dooley like she's God's gift to the earth. What is she?
She's a very regular caller on the Phil Hendry Show. She's not God's gift to the earth, but you know.
I don't know. It's,
she's a very important member of the show audience.
Well, I don't know. Okay, see, here we are talking about people, you know, some guy that looks like some creep, and he's hanging around the Cracker Barrel, and they had him, and the logo was this creep, and what Cracker Barrel ought to say is, we got tired of having some guy that looks like he's in the Epstein list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you finally got it said, didn't you?
Well, no, he does. He looks like you got a guy hanging around the barrel of Cracker Barrel that looks like he's on the Epstein list.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, they wanted to get rid of that guy.
Well, they didn't get rid of him. They brought him back. So now how do you feel?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So
I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. He looks like a pervert.
Yes, he does. That's why Cracker Barrel has made a very big mistake in bringing back the Cracker Barrel guy, because he looks like he's a freak, because he looks like a stinking perv, because he looks like a pervert. As he's sitting there smiling, patting the barrel, like, in the barrel here, I've got 100 and maybe 200 asses from young boys or something.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? God.
I don't know.
You know, thank you very much, Tom.
Well, I'm just saying,
thank you very much. Oh.
I'm just saying, if the guy, like, carved up bodies.
I understand. Oh.
Yeah. Let me sit down.
Did you move over here, Mr. Dobka?
Yeah, see, he's all sick and he's all worried about all kinds. I'm just saying, the Cracker Barrel guy looks like some guy that's probably got dead eyes. When you look at him, you go, hi, Mr. Cracker Barrel guy, and there he is. His eyes are just dead, lidded over and staring at you and looking at you like you're nothing more than a prized turkey he's going to carve up later on. You know what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's the way you say it, yeah.
And I don't think anybody like that should be given no accolades.
I'm not giving the guy accolades.
Lay back down.
You gotta lay back down, Mr. Berman.
Don't lay. Keep me in a cot.
Lay down.
Yeah, you gotta lay down. You look terrible. My name is Tom Dobka, and you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Tom Dobka, radio consultant. Contact Tom at the Cavco building in Chicago, Illinois, and have your show consulted to death. We're just kidding. And have your show consulted by Tom. He'll consult it and consult it and consult it yet again until it's fully consulted. You don't worry about that. I'm Tom Dobka. Look me up there at the Cavco building, okay? Give me a call, all right? I'll work a deal out, okay? If I'm not there, I'm in my car. Call my car phone, and it's probably the same number. Tom Dobka.
radio consultant. And welcome back here. This is Don Berman. And one more phone call. We have Shuggy here. Shuggy, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I want to ask you guys, why is it that they just can't just keep the guy that they had the logo, even if he looked like he was a child molester or, I don't know, a pederast, just keep it because he looked friendly enough. He was leaning against the barrel saying, come on in, have something to eat. Because even if I, you know, you could say, even if I'm a pervert, even if, I like a, if I'm some kind of a pervert, if I, like, do it with dogs or horses, or I don't know. But he said, but even a guy like me got to eat. And the food that I eat is just the same food that you eat, and I got to eat, you know?
So you're saying that the guy still is viable as a spokesman for a restaurant?
I don't know. I don't know what that meant.
And you're saying that the guy still works as a spokesman for a restaurant?
Yeah, I think so. I think he works real good. Because look at you already know what the show sounds like, and you want to have a guy who says, you know, I know I look like I'm a pervert. I know I look like I'm a sexual predator. I know I look like I'm just something that ought to be in a cage. I know I look like some real sick, you know.
All right, that is whatever he is.
That's the guy. I didn't give his name.
He didn't give his name, and yet you knew what his name was.
Yeah.
I'm Don Berman, and this has been the Berman Beat tonight, looking at the Cracker Barrel logo. And I think we've come to the conclusion that the Cracker Barrel logo, the guy's back, though he may be some sort of a creep that follows kids home.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know. He looks like the kind of guy that would follow a woman into a parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, late at night. Hey, welcome to Cracker Barrel. I'm the guy. And the lady says, oh, great. You sit next to the barrel. He goes, yeah. But guess what? I'm going to follow you into a parking lot tonight. And there's nobody around.
Well, all I'd say, that's our read, okay? I don't go to Cracker Barrel. I wouldn't know Cracker Barrel if it was across the street and it was on fire.
I didn't say it's very tasty.
Yeah, just don't buy booze there. Well, you can't buy booze on a blue Sunday.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel, it's a great place to eat, but the guy that sits next to the barrel looks like, I don't know, he may be one of the undead.
Don Berman is produced by Phil Henry, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.